Racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. It's time for On The Pace.
Getting on Sunset in front of Acacia Ridge. Sundown's Gift going roughly. Sundown's Gift broke up, but it's Galleon Sunset in front, and it'll do it all the way.
Here's Bowtide. Oh, the Tassie Terminator dashes to the lead. It's put pay to them in one fell swoop.
With all the latest harness racing happenings from around New South Wales and across Australasia, here's your host, Gareth Hall.
And it is 27 to 11. He's with us now. Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good morning, Cozzy. This is a wonderful week to be a harness racing lover because the Inter Dominion has finally arrived. I can't wait for it. It kicks off at Gloucester Park, the home of the Inter Dominion. So it's going to be a terrific couple of weeks. And the CEO of Gloucester Park joins us on the phone, Michael Radley. Good morning to you, Mick.
Yeah, morning, Gareth. How are you, buddy?
You excited, mate, because it's been a long time in planning, but on Friday night, the Inter Dominion will kick off.
Yeah, it's been, seems like it's been an eternity, Gareth, to tell you the truth. The tender process and all the preparations, but it's coming up very fast. We've still got a few things to do to make sure that everything's perfect for Friday night, but we're getting them done and really looking forward to it.
Ticket sales, etc. You've been pretty happy with that?
Yeah, very good. We've got, there's still a few hospitality seats available on the different nights, but overall the sales have been really good as far as the dining packages and et cetera, and even seats in the grandstand. So we're really happy with that. It's a good time of year for us in November, December, sort of coming into the Christmas period, and also we've got the thoroughbreds on at the same time. So, there's a fair bit going on over here, but, it's a really good time for us, and I think it's going to continue to grow over the next few years.
Hats off. I've got to give you a pat on the back because I think the fields are going to be terrific on Friday night. I know we lost a couple of champions in Bowtide and Chris and me earlier on this year regarding the Inter Dominion, but I think still the field's pretty even and full of quality. You've got the two best four-year-olds in Australia competing in those four-year-old races in Bodine Boaz and the Birch at Bull Menningate, and a terrific bunch of mares going around in those feature mares races. So with on a club's perspective, you must be pretty happy with the quality that will be heading to Gloucester Park and also on Bunbury on Tuesday night for the second round of heats.
Oh, for sure. That's what we, when we originally came up with the format or the concept to go to November, was because we already had a ready-made carnival with the four-year-old and mares races, and this year's by far the best supporter of those races. So I think the Inter Dominion's certainly helped those two races, but the depth of this Inter Dominion is outstanding. I can't remember one as far as depth goes. We're probably lacking the two superstars in Bowtide and Chris and me, but unfortunately they're not racing. So, look, probably the only two horses we've really missed in Australasia that I think are the top class are probably Art and Rooney, who's more of a stand start horse than a Mobile, and probably Smolder. But I think we've got virtually every other top echelon horse in Australasia racing here, and there's no real standout. Lenny the Shark put his hand up in the Legends Mile a couple of weeks ago to say that he should be favourite, and he's a deserved favourite, but I don't think we've got a dominant horse over here, and there's as many as 14, 15 horses can win an Inter Dominion, and we haven't seen that for a long time. Usually it's dominated by two or three of them, but this year it goes right down the list, and it's a really, really strong Inter Dominion.
Yeah, it's a fascinating Inter Dominion. There's no doubt about that, and we're back to the old format, but I love the way you're starting off the Inter Dominion on Friday night. I've been to Italian night at Gloucester Park, and you get around 8,000 people to that big night. On the first night of Inter Dominion heat, so I'm expecting a bigger crowd than that.
Yeah, look, it certainly is one of our bigger nights, the Italian night, and it's usually in November, so we thought we'd combine it to kick off the Inter Dominion in style, and we have fireworks after the last and really get a big crowd there. So, look, we're hoping for 10,000 and even maybe a touch more. So, look, that'll be a really good result. I think the crowd for Super Saturday at Ascot was about 11. So
we'll beat that, Mick.
Yeah, let's hope so, Gareth. And, it'd be a great way to start off the Inter Dominion because, after that we go to the Bunbury, and I know the locals are going to support Bunbury, much like Newcastle did when the Inter Dominion in 2010 went there for a heat. And then we come back for the final set of heats, which will be intriguing themselves. and then, of course, Grand Final Day on the Sunday. And to coincide with Grand Final Day, we've got International Day in Hong Kong. So it should be a really good punting day for punters out there who like the thoroughbreds that, you know, the harness Inner Dominion will be alongside it. So it should be a great day.
And just quickly, Mick, on the Sunday Grand Final Day, it's going to be terrific coverage because Channel 7 will be covering the Inner Dominion along with the Nugget for an hour on free-to-air TV, which is great for the sport to get it out there. So that should be terrific for the game. And there's also going to be plenty of stuff to do on that Sunday Grand Final Day.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, Gareth. Yeah, we've got 7 mate nationally, so if the listeners out there don't have Sky Racing, they can watch it on 7 mate for that hour, which will be part of the coverage, and looking forward to that. But, yeah, no, it's going to be a fantastic day as far as Grand Final goes. I think we've got 4 Group 1s, about 3 Group 2s, plus we've got the final of the final heat of the International Drivers Series. And tell you what, Gareth, I don't think I've seen a better lineup of drivers than what we've got coming to Gloucester Park for that Drivers Series.
No, exciting, highlighted by Timmy Tietrich, the star from the USA. Mick Radley, we've got plenty of guests today, so thanks for coming on the show, and we'll catch you on Friday. Can't wait for this Inter Dominion.
Thanks, Gareth. Good to have you over here, and I'll see you on Friday.
All right, Mick Radley there, the CEO of Gloucester Park, has done a terrific job preparing this Inter Dominion. Should be a wonderful carnival. A man that will play a major part is the champion WA Reigns McGarry Hall Jr. He joins me on the phone from Perth. How are we, Jr.?
Yeah, good, Gareth. How are you going?
Let's talk about your Inter Dominion drive first of all, Waylaid. He trialled at Byford on Sunday and he won it pretty easily.
Yeah, it went nice. I don't think he was going at his very best probably a month ago, but I think he's definitely at his top now, and the trial Sunday proved that he's he's really peaking on fitness now and ready for the series. I think even Senior had slight concerns about him, but obviously we still had a little bit of time to play with, and we've got him right now, and yeah, I don't think he can go better than he's going now, so hopefully it's good enough.
He's third favourite with tab.com.au at $8.50. I had a chat to Senior last week. He said that this horse is his best chance to win an Inter Dominion this year. His only concern is whether he's just a year off it, because he's only a young horse and this is his first time against the big players of Australasian harness racing.
Yeah, definitely. I think another year under his belt, we'd probably be slightly more confident. But, the ability's there. Probably inexperience might play a part with the 3 runs in the week and things like that. And as you say, taking on these sort of horses the first time round, but he's probably been, he's definitely been benefited by the fact that, a lot of the major players dropped away, which was, unfortunate for the series, but now it does really open it up and keep things even. But I do think My Hard Copy is coming good at the right time, and, he's a forgotten horse in the series, and he's often forgotten about on the race day when they, when the quarters are coming off quick and fast, and he's sat back tucked away. He's dangerous late.
Yeah, he's got a great asset because he can sprint off any speed. He was the only horse really to come from behind or worse than midfield to win a Grand Circuit event last season. Of course, taking out the WA Pacing Cup, he trialled also against Waylaid. How did he finish off that trial? Was Clint Hall happy with him?
Yeah, I think he was. I didn't actually speak much about it afterwards, but he hit the line really hard. He wasn't sort of... obviously, I was on Waylaid. I didn't really get any good side of him until late on the line. He was steaming down the outside. So, it was only a 3-horse trial, so you'd expect him to get home late and get close to Waylaid. But, the times were pretty quick in the trial, and they both had a solid hit out and both went to the line with something in reserve.
And, Junior, you have Waylaid and also... a couple of horses like Crusader Banner, Classic American in the Inter Dominion, and also My Hard Copy. You've travelled around Australasia with your champion on the Mighty Quinn, the Falcon Strike. How much is it an advantage for you local trainers on your home turf in the Inter Dominion in a different style of racing over in Perth than these eastern state horses that have to travel across, acclimatise and race at their best?
Oh, I think it's a huge advantage, really. It's not just the weather and things like that. It's the travel. No one really knows how much it knocks them around. Then the racing on the home track. Horses get used to racing week in, week out at Gloucester Park. And as we know, Gloucester Park's a very different circuit to what most of the eastern states horses are accustomed to. So, I don't think it's you know, it's nothing to really hang your hat on, the home ground advantage. But, you know, we're definitely happy that for the next 3 years it's in our own backyard and we don't have to worry about flights and how they travel and where they're eating when they get there and the changes in water and things like that. So, yeah, we're pretty happy that, you know, as I say, we get to stay home and they got to come to us and bring their best form.
And the big talking point too on Friday night will be the clash between the Birch at Bull Menengate and also that superstar of yours in Bodine Boaz. The tab.com.au boys are telling me they're going to put a head-to-head market. The interest regarding this big clash between two superstar four-year-olds. How is Bodine Boaz? And are you looking forward to that clash with the champion from Victoria?
Yeah, I am, for sure. It's been just as much hype surrounding this clash as there has been around the Inters for us. So, you know, really looking forward to it. Obviously, Manning Gates a superstar and, you know, he's not going to be an easy horse to beat for us. You know, I've said all along that I think, you know, the barrier draw is going to play a huge advantage there. I couldn't see sort of Bodine Boaz coming from back in the field or sitting outside Manning Gate and beating him and vice versa. So, you know, I just hope that one of them gets up because otherwise it's probably going to be a bit of an anti-climax if they both get rolled.
It's going to be exciting times and there's a couple of pretty handy four-year-olds also in that contest. It's not just a two-horse race. Just quickly, juniortab.com.au are doing a special on the Gary Hall senior runners. How many will make the final? You got four in the Inter-Dominion. Will it be the two stars, Waylade or My Hard Copy, or could a couple of the roughies of your stable sneak through into the stable? You've got six runners, in fact, engaged in the Inter-Dominion. How many do you think will make the final, mate? Honestly.
At this stage, we're hopeful that obviously Waylade and My Hard Copy will be able to do enough to get through. I think the other runners would be their chances on making the final would be based solely around barrier draws and luck in running. The other two could probably make a little bit of their own luck, but you know, I think realistically they're the two that can make the final, and the others, as I say, like horses like Classic American and Mac 2, and that they're sort of going to have to be doing ice cold for luck and rail through and hopefully get maximum points at some stage. But yeah, I think obviously Waylade and Hard Copy, if they don't get in, will be disappointed, and you know, if the others get in, that'll be a bonus.
And just quickly, Junior, any other horses that we can keep an eye on? Because there'll be a lot of interest over this side of the country at Gloucester Park over the next couple of weeks. Is there a horse that you're driving that we can back with a little bit of confidence outside of the features? You're a terrible tipster, but give us something, son.
Yeah, I am a terrible tipster. I don't know. I had the opportunity to drive Franco Ledger and both him and Mac Beauty in the trial workouts the other day at Gloucester Park, and they both worked very good.
Who worked better?
Oh, hard to say, really. They both did very different workouts. Franco Ledger sat on the stablemate Flame and Flutter, and they ran sort of easy sectionals early and sprinted up really quick, and they sort of went to line with you know, Plenty in Reserve, both travelling really well, and also Shannon Zablas worked with them. He worked down the outside and really he sprinted really well as well. But yeah, then Mac Beauty went out and worked on his own, and yeah, I was probably pretty impressed with him to work on his own like that. No other horses around him, and he just he worked really solid time, so not easy to do on their own. So they both worked really good.
Okay, Junior, thanks very much for your time. Chris Alford's about to join us on the phone, the driver Manning Gate. You got a message for him?
Come
prepared. I love it, Junior. Good luck on Friday night, mate. Thanks for that.
Cheers.
Chris Alford joins us on the phone. Well, the puppet, I don't think Junior's seen Menin Gate yet. He's about to see something pretty special, isn't he?
Morning, Gareth.
Morning, yes, Alford.
How are you?
Good, mate. I'm just stirring up Junior there. He reckons he's got the best four-year-old in the race, but I just told him that he hasn't seen Menin Gate just yet.
Yeah, I don't think he needs any stirring up.
He loves a bit of a fight, doesn't he, the Birch at Bull? And I had a chat to Larry Eastman. He's really happy with the way he's settled in over in Perth.
Yeah, no, he said he gave him he sort of just wanted to find out where he was at and sort of worked him just to see how he's feeling and compared to, you know, how Waylade and the other horses worked that Byford, he said he let him rip up and he got home in 26-4, so he's pretty spot on right.
Meningate, many say that he hasn't won a decent race not leading. Do you think he's a better sit sprinter when he's given that chance, or do you think he has to keep on rolling and use his strength to overcome his rivals?
Oh, well, we'll find out one day, but yeah. Haven't needed to yet. He's usually big and strong enough to bully his way to the front. And, you know, if they want to hold him out, well, at their peril. But, you know, I think if the speed's genuine, he'd sit on any speed and be able to just come with a run at the half or something like that and just keep going. I'd say he will be versatile when he's able to be driven like that.
You've driven a lot of great horses. Where do you rate Meningate early on in his career? I know he did a lot as a three-year-old, but what kind of feel does he give you?
He's sort of deceiving because he doesn't ever travel all that well, so you never know sort of what you got. A couple of times in those big races, I've thought down the back that he's all done, but he's just at that top speed, and where the others are travelling on his back when he runs the first 27 quarter, it's the second one that takes the sting out of them, and he keeps going. So, you know, if he keeps going the way he is, you know, he could be up there with, you know, best ones I've driven.
Lenny, the Sharks are $3.50 favourite for the Tab, with tab.com.au for the Inter Dominion. He's a superstar pacer. He deserves to start favourite, especially after his brilliant victory in the Smoking Up at Melton last start. He must excite you heading into an Inter Dominion campaign.
Oh, for sure, Gareth. He's had three runs back now, and probably the best lead up he's had into any big race that he's competed in. So David's really happy with him. His legs are really good at the moment, touch wood. And the thing is, he's versatile, so the racing over there should suit him. If he draws bad, he can sit back off the good speed and come with one run, or if he draws good, he can lead. So most things are sort of in his favour at the moment, and the main thing is he's at the top of his game.
Gloucester Park holds no fears?
No, I wouldn't think so.
No, there's been many people ask you that very question with Lenny the Shark, especially when you've seen him at some of the bigger tracks hang out, but you think over those smaller tracks, I remember asking you one day, a horse that hangs out seems to get around better around a smaller track?
Yeah, it's only horses that hang in have troubles on the little tracks, whereas he just wants to roll out a little bit when he's not concentrating, and pretty sure he'll be concentrating come the heats and final, that's for sure.
Well, that's your job, Puppet, to make sure he's ready to go. You give him usually a bit of a whistle up and a stir up in the prelims to make sure he does that, because he can be a little bit lazy from time to time, Lenny boy.
Oh, no, he just warms up how he feels.
Yep.
He's usually just flopped around looking at everything, but as soon as the gate goes out, he jumps up on the bit and knows it's time to go.
And Millie Perez in the mare's races, she went enormous before heading to Perth. She's a top quality mare. She just probably needs a little bit of luck with a bit of pace on.
Yeah, well, that's the sort of horse she is. She's pretty one dimensional sit sprinter, but the way she got home at Melton a couple of weeks ago, if she can hold that form going into those races, we know that pretty much most Perth races are run at a good tempo, so should suit her.
You enjoy heading over to Perth and driving in different conditions over there?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's always different and fun to go and race all around the country, and especially when you're driving good horses, it sort of helps a little bit.
Looks like you got a couple of really good drives, Puppet. Lenny the Shark and Meningate especially. The best of luck over the next couple of weeks in Perth. Let's hope you can take a couple of those big Group 1s home.
That'd be great. Thanks, Gareth.
Champion driver Chris Alford on the phone at his property just outside of Melbourne. He'll be heading to Perth on Friday to drive Lenny the Shark, Meningate and Millie Perez. What a book of drives he has during that Perth carnival. Michael Brennan joins us on the phone. Michael Brennan, thanks very much, Mouse.
Morning, Gareth. How are you, mate?
You've been training the queen of harness racing in New South Wales, Friff, and she was first up for you on Friday night. She did the job leading all of the way. Did she please you in her effort?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Well, she's a champion mare. She's not only the queen of New South Wales harness racing, I reckon she's the queen of Australian racing, mate. She's one of a kind, and just very, very honoured and privileged to be given the opportunity to train her like her. So big thanks to Bernie and Diane Kelly, and just especially big thank you to Bruce and Tash Harpley. The way that they sent her over to me was just impeccable.
Was that always the plan for that wonderful mare to head your way?
It was sort of only just come up sort of in the last couple of months. We're sort of not much for her over on the eastern seaboard. These races and the money that we're racing for, sort of just really, you know, give her another opportunity to earn some more dollars and, you know, hopefully crack that magic $1 million mark for her.
She'll be concentrating on the mare's races, but if you had a little bit earlier, the way she went on Friday night, do you wish maybe she would have been competitive in the Inter-Dominion?
Oh, no doubt she'd be competitive in the Inters. She's that good. There's no doubting that. You know, obviously taking on the boys is always that little bit more difficult, but, you know, around Gloucester Park, if she happened to draw good in an Inter-Dominion, it should be awfully hard to stack. But, you know, she's here to take on the mares and, you know, hopefully we can continue her good form going through the carnival and then we'll probably look at aiming up at the Pacing Cups and Fremantle Cup with her.
And she's trained on well since her victory on Friday night, because it won't be easy for her in those mares races, because in my eyes, the depth of the mares races in Perth during this carnival is probably the best I've seen in Australia for quite a while. Apart from a couple of stars over in New Zealand, like a Lancewood Lizzie, I think we've got the best mares in this country racing in Perth.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you, Gareth. And, you know, that's just a vindication of, you know, the job that Gloucester Park have done in promoting this carnival. You know, it's not all just about the Inter-Dominion. It's about, you know, the mares races, the Golden Nugget. And look, this fortnight of racing, any harness fan is just going to be it's just mouthwatering. There really is. You know, as you say, we've got the best mares in Australia here, and, you know, the best four-year-olds. So, yeah, very exciting stuff.
Jason Rules, Billy's Estate, Inter-Dominion runners, both around that $16 quote with tab.com.au. I think Billy's Estate's $21. How are those two horses going in preparation for the first heats on Friday night?
Yeah, look, very happy. Both of them worked exceptionally well on Saturday, probably, definitely the best work that they've put in since I've had them. So really looking forward to it, obviously. You know, barrier draws are so crucial around Gloucester Park. Everyone knows that. But yeah, look, I wouldn't be swapping my two for any, that's for sure.
$10, mate. Who do you have the $10 on? Jason Rules or Billy's a Star?
Just take the Quinella.
All right, easy done, mate. Thanks very much, Mouse. We'll catch you on Friday. Good luck with your team, especially our girl in Friff.
Yeah, thanks very much, boys. And, you know, hopefully that gives everyone in New South Wales something to cheer for.
Okay, mate.
The more supporters for our team, the better, mate.
All right, a Queensland trainer, living in Perth, training our golden girl. We'll be cheering for you.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Good on your mouse, Brennan. Darren Elder joins us on the phone. He'll be representing New South Wales with his terrific pacer, and Shannon's a blast. Darren, good morning to you. I think you just worked your start.
Yeah, mate, yeah, good morning. No, you worked very good, extremely well.
It was a bit of a juggling act for you, because after that Queensland Carnival, you're on the fringe of the top 30, and then about a week out from the Inter-Dominion before heading, before that plane left, you got a run. Did you keep him in work and keep him up to scratch with his work after Queensland, or did you give him a little bit of time off?
I just freshened him up a bit after the QPC, and we were just hoping, and I took the punt on the first thing Friday morning. I'll go to Melbourne and hope to get a run before the plane leaves, and it worked out good.
He hasn't had a run since that QPC. Will it be spot on for Friday?
Yeah, look, he's as good as I've ever had him.
Oh, that's exciting, Darren. And you've always said that this 800-metre track at Gloucester Park will suit your boy.
Yeah, look, we worked there Friday night. We got home a pretty quick half. I worked in with Jeff Webster's too. And the horse, he got around the bends really good, and he just worked in Byford, and we went around there in 27, 28, no problem.
And it's not easy to travel your horse across to Perth. In fact, it's the hardest trip in harness racing to get your horse to Perth and settled in. How has Shannon's a Blast settled in?
Oh, extremely well. He hasn't missed a feed. He's eating, he's drinking, and, you know, and he feels good. He looks good.
And you'll be driving him through the series?
Yeah, at this stage I'm going to drive him, and, yeah, I'll see how I go after the first one.
From a boy just outside of Newcastle, how much of a thrill is it for you? And I guess it might be a dream come true for Darren Elder to have a horse that's a live chance in our greatest race worth $1.3 million.
Yeah, well, I've chased around the Newcastle, Maitland area for 30 years, and
yeah,
this is a dream come true. The whole family is good.
And you'll have a big crew heading over to Perth to watch Shannon's a Blast?
Yeah, and the son and daughter come over next week, and say we'll have nothing racing at home. And yeah, we'll have a few here. If we make the final, there'll be a tribe of them.
Well, Darren, wish you the best of luck, mate. You're in the Inter-Dominion. It's our richest race. It's the richest pacing race in the world, and you've got a life chance with Shannon's a Blast, who you've done a terrific job with. Go and get him on Friday.
Yeah, I'll be doing my best.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Darren Elder on the phone with Shannon's a Blast, the trainer and driver. Greg Hayes from Harness Racing New South Wales joins us on the phone. How are we, Hazy?
Really well, mate. good morning to you.
That's great to see Darren Alder living his dream, mate. He's been in this sport for a long time. As he said, he's raced a lot of horses around the Newcastle and Maitland area and finally gets his dream horse to compete on the biggest stage.
Yeah, exactly right. And look, he was a horse that took a while to break through at Menangle. He had a lot of placings before he finally cracked it for a win. But you've got to give Darren all the credit because he continually travelled that horse back from his setup at Louth Park all the way to Menangle, constantly looking for that first win. And once he got that first win, he just built from strength to strength. I think Tim Tietrick, when he drove him during the World Driving Championships, we saw how much work the horse can do in his races, and he's just blossomed since then.
And any news in New South Wales, mate? We catch up with you every week. What is the news around harness racing in this state?
Well, I guess the biggest news to come out of Saturday night at Tabcorp Park Menangle was the unfortunate news about Dalton Bromack, who bled. Now, he'd actually bled before he come across from New Zealand when he ran fourth behind Massini back in May. So, unfortunately, that means he's barred now for life in Australia. But the steward spoke with Luke McCarthy on Saturday night, and it looks like his future will be in America. So last we'll see of Dalton Bromack in this part of the world, which is unfortunate because I know the McCarthys were pretty keen to get him ready for the Miracle Mile Carnival, and they thought that he could be a real-life champ. So disappointing for Connections, but we'll see him continue on his career in America.
And unfortunate for Lauren Pinella, she was suspended in that race, I think, aboard Gaius Caesar. So she'll miss the first two heats of the Inter-Dominion. Amanda Turnbull in red-hot form replaces her with Easy on the Eye and especially the big driver, Mac Beauty.
Yeah, exactly right. I was just going through a few of the old files here in the office, and there's some paper clippings from when Smooth Satin won the Inter-Dominion back in 2002, and Amanda actually competed in the mini-trotting Inter-Dominion that night. And I think it was a consolation of the minis, actually, and she there's a photo of her, and she ran fifth, and it was her first time competing at that level, and she's come a long way. I think there's a little bit of a funny thing. She has driven before in a heat of the Miracle, a heat of the Inter-Dominion. She drove one of her dad's horses in one of the qualifiers going back in 2014, might have been My Dusky Sound from memory, and the horse that won that Inter-Dominion heat was Mac Beauty. Well, now she'll drive Mac Beauty in her next Inter-Dominion heat. So, look, a great opportunity for her and, the New South Wales girl who now resides in Victoria, but she'll have plenty of New South Wales support on Friday night when the first heats of the Inter-Dominion are on.
And talking about the Turnbulls, Hazy, just quickly before we have a race at Forbury Park, who are you tipping in the Tony Turnbull free-for-all? Bling It On, back to the races after his Queensland campaign. Suave Stewie Lombo was really good at his last start. Lamorack, it's in good form. Devil Dodger, T-O-N-T-O, that's a terrific field. And we can't forget the unlucky runner, I thought, to miss out on an Inter-Dominion berth in Freiburg.
Yeah, look, I think Freiburg's been in super form since coming back from a spell. Look, Freiburg beat Suave Stewie Lombo last time out, and I know Suave Stewie Lombo's been getting fitter and fitter, but I think I'll go with Freiburg, but a massive watch, obviously, on Bling It On. But I think it's hard to knock the horse that's been in super form since resuming. He's got the runs on the board where Bling It On might need a run or two despite trialling really well last Friday. So I'll go with Freiburg in that one.
Okay, Hazy, thanks very much, mate.
Thanks, Gareth.
And just quickly on some Inter-Dominion news, Cozzy, before they jump, David Aiken just worked Lenny the Shark over the moon. Ian Gurney happy with his horses, especially Over and Over, and Jimmy Rattray over the moon as well with Devendra. So most of the big guns, especially in New South Wales, are ready to rumble. Thanks for that, mate. They're nearly set at Forbury Park.
And you're going to hand the baton over to Sarah, and you're off to Perth for the next couple of weeks, too.
We'll be catching up on the phone with Sarah, mate, but, it's a little bit too busy for me.
You'll be there.
So I'll give it to Sarah.
Good on you. Have the pink seat and the whole lot.
I love it, Cozzy. See you, brother.
See you, mate. Bye.